Some years ago, my wife and I were visiting a friend's home in Oklahoma City. We arrived mid-afternoon, and Virginia went into the living room to join a women's Bible study that was just beginning. I went into a back bedroom to polish up a message I was to give that night at a church banquet. Some of the women had brought their children, and they were playing outside my window. A little boy named Jimmy was shouting at a little girl. He was calling her names. "You're a dummy," he said. "You're nothing but a silly dummy. Dummy, dummy, dummy. And you're ugly. And I don't like you, you dummy." At that point, there was a lull in the conversation, and I heard the little girl say with a sweet voice, "Jimmy." "What?" he answered. "Jimmy," she said, "I love you." From my window, I thought, "You what? You love him? After all those cruel names he has called you, you tell him that you love him?" And it occurred to me that God does that all the time. People all over the world carve out images of God in the form of a snake or an ox or a dog, and they say, in effect, "God, you're nothing but a dog. You're a snake. You're a dumb ox." And God looks down from his throne in heaven and reaches out to them in mercy and kindness and says, "I love you." How do we know? Because the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Christian, do you realize that if you were the only person in the world, God would still have given his Son to die for you? But you may say, "I've done so many bad things. I've even called God names." But God loves you. Your sin is not greater than his love. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.